Praise the Lord. We'll be reading from the text today. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. And I read, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. For we some have stayed from the faith, and in greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. Lord, thank you for preparing the heart of your servant to present the gospel to your people. Lord, I pray that you, God, will speak to us. Heavenly Father, thank you for your guidance and protection. Thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, be with us in everything. We thank you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, I'm humbled to present this gospel to you as the Lord has led me. From the text, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. I'm led by the Spirit of God to quickly speak to you on the thing, be yourself. We must be ourselves because we cannot be like someone else. From this passage of Scripture, I want to bring to your attention that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Money is not evil because money is an exchange of goods and services. In thousands of years, money has been used as a blessing to the world. And when people had need, we use money to solve those problems. But the Bible is saying to us that the love of money is the root of all evil. Many people have left the faith because of the love of money. Now, it's very sad to say that many people are establishing churches, ministry today because of the love of money, not because God has called them. Now, one reason that we become failure is because we go into ministry with a mindset that we're going to make money. And when we get the money, we're going to please our desire and all those kinds of things. And sometimes when we go into ministry, we become failure because God is not directing us to do what we have plans to do. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you." It reminds us of the importance of seeking God's kingdom in righteousness above all things. It is a call to prioritize our relationship with God and live a life that is pleasing to Him. When we seek first His kingdom, we can trust that all our needs will be met and we will experience the true fulfillment and joy. But what is happening today? Instead of seeking the kingdom of God first, many people are going after the money. I listened to someone and say, "I didn't want to establish ministry here. But those that sent me are saying, this is where I should establish the ministry. But the Lord is not leading me to establish ministry." And I was simply telling him, is God leading you or man is leading you? And when man is telling you do this and God is telling you no, who will you follow? Man or God? Now, this is the problem we have in ministry today. People accept things that they are not willing to accept because if they don't accept it, they won't get the benefit of what they need to get. But one thing I know is Jesus told me, come and follow me. And when I follow him, he will take care of me. And this is one thing we need to understand. When God called us to follow him, he will take care of us. And when he tells us to do what he wants us to do, and we obey what he wants us to do, then sure we'll be blessed. Instead of going after the things of this world, I agree that without foreign support, it's difficult to run African ministry. That is true about it because we don't have the money to sustain the ministry. But we have to be very careful as we go after the money. Because if God does not cut us, and may tell us go and do this thing, and we are only doing it because at the end of the day, we want to get the benefit of what we need to get, then we have to be careful. And this is where I stand today and say, be yourself. Because I see a lot of people in ministry, instead of doing the work of God, they are competing with one another. Competing with one another. Oh yes, I can see that John Brown is making headway in his ministry and I must do the same. I can see this person is riding Jeep and I must ride the same Jeep. This person is this and I must be that. No. God gave us grace that is various from other people's graces. What God wants me to do might be different from what he wants you to do. Perhaps God has called me to a full-time ministry and you might be called to a part-time ministry. It doesn't matter. The fact remains that we are all doing the kingdom work and we must do it faithfully. Today, I want to encourage you, brethren, be yourself. The love of money is the root of all evil. And the Bible says it has caused a lot of people to leave the faith. Instead of doing the right thing, we are left the right thing and we're doing the wrong thing. Because we want the benefit of what we need. Jesus said, if you want to follow me, take up your cross and follow me. It tells me that there will be suffering in your journey. You have to make the sacrifices to follow the kingdom of God. If you want to promote the kingdom of God, then you must live right. But what is happening? Many of us don't care. We ruin our character for something that will pass away in a split second. We destroyed our character with people because instead of doing the right thing, we follow doing the wrong thing. The love of money. Ministry today, a lot of people don't understand and they have decided to follow Jesus because they feel that they're going to benefit. Trust me, the primary motive behind the kingdom work is for us to be saved, not for us to be rich in this world. I cannot be like you, you cannot be like me. And so we all need to strive towards the kingdom of God. Today, there are insincerity in ministry. Many times when I sit and I see the insincerity in ministry, it just breaks me down and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? But again, when I look around and I see that if I don't do the right thing, I'll be judged. And I don't have to judge anyone. All that I can do is to present over in the hands of God. Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. It tells me that God has called a lot of people, but very few are approved to do his work. He said, the harvest is ripe, the laborers are filled, but yet there are many people that claim to be following Jesus, but yet Jesus is still saying, the laborers are few. There are few faithful people that are carrying out the work of the ministry, yet there are millions of people that claim to be following Jesus, but only few people that are doing the right thing. Brothers and sisters, we should not deceive ourselves. If we are for God, let us live for God and do the right thing, rather than living wrong and at the end of the day, we stand in disguise and say, yes, I'm living for God. At the end of the day, we are living wrong. We present ourselves to be right, to be living right with God. But we are not living right with God. And if we do not prepare our mind for the kingdom of God, we regret it. It is good to be in the faith. That's what the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3 says. If a man desire to be a bishop, he desire a good work. But he should be blameless. The qualifications are listed there. It is better to understand it well and be prepared to do it before we go into it, rather than just go into something that we don't understand better. Many people do not understand what it means to be a spiritual leader. They live anywhere, anyhow, and stands before the congregation and say, thus says the Lord. Oh yes, I pray that God will forgive us. I pray that God will have mercy upon us. I pray that we change our mind. Instead of living wrong, that we start to live right with God. If you are listening to me today, I want to encourage you, be yourself and live to the glory of God. Do the work of God faithfully. Seek the kingdom of God first. That's the first important thing that we need to go after. And we must live right, because if God calls you, he will take care of you. If God calls you, he will sustain you. If God calls you, he will provide your needs. But it's sad to say today that most people have left the faith because of the love of money. I don't want you to live on this earth and suffer in heaven. And I want to encourage you today. If your purpose of coming into ministry is to gain, erase that from your mind. And focus on Jesus. God bless you. Father, thank you. Take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.